You know, Linda, this is all based around the idea that we're going towards a positive vision instead of a negative vision. I think we need some more stories from your experience to make clear to people the difference between those two. Because a lot of people think, yeah, I'm working towards a positive outcome. I want the, you know, war in Afghanistan to end. And, you know, there is some positivity in that. But I think what you said in your book, and which strikes me as true in the world, is that when you're only fighting against something, you do get the burnout, you do shut down, you reach the dead end, and then you stop working.
I think that's true, yes. Or you stay in it for a long time and you become bitter and you don't inspire new leadership and younger people to join. And, you know, and that's not true for everyone, obviously, but most of the leaders that I've seen stay in this for a very long time that really still inspire people and bring them in do have a positive vision. It doesn't mean we ignore what's wrong or don't acknowledge the problems. We do. That has to be a part of it. But also, we have to hold out the hope and the vision of where we're moving toward, or it's really hard to mobilize people and get the millions of people who maybe share the same values as us to be a part of us and to feel like they have power in making change. I often say I don't believe in apathy. I don't think people are apathetic. I think they just feel helpless and hopeless and don't know how to make change. Or in my own little listening project I did before this book, I asked folks who shared our values and were connected to social justice about how they made change. And many said, well, I recycle, I volunteer, I do this, I do that. But they didn't know how to work collectively together. And I think unless we're working collectively, we can't really create change at even a national or international level. And that's what we have to think about. We've become a global community, and we have to understand how to work at a really different level now. And that doesn't mean we don't do the work locally or regionally. I wrote this book for people who want to make change in their communities or their churches or their workplace or their organizations. We hope to provide support for that. You know, that's why if you go to my website, lindastout.org, we're going to be telling a lot more stories than to get printed in a book of success. And there's book circles already starting. We tell how to do that on our website. We use one website for my book, lindastout.org, but it connects them to the other organizations, and I give resources in the back of the book as well.